The fourth World Water Forum begins today in Mexico City. Hundreds of water conservation groups, government representatives, and scientists will spend the next several days discussing the world's most precious resource. The irony is they're gathering in a city that would flunk any test of good water management. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports on Mexico City's water woes.
In the still waters of the canals in an area called Xochimilco, Santos Contreras uses a long wooden pole to push his gondola along. As he propels himself, he explains that these present-day canals are the last vestiges of the Aztec city called Tenochtitlan.
Que los aztecas eran errantes.
The Aztecs were once wanderers. Their religious leaders told them that when they saw the sign of an eagle eating a snake, that would be the place their city would be built. The problem was that the sign came on a lake.
They settled there anyway, using mud from the lake bed to build islands. Slowly but inexorably, the islands became city blocks. They, in turn, became the neighborhoods that now make up the megapolis that is the Mexican capital.
Mexico City was once all water, pure water. This is all that is left of that.
The heart of present-day Mexico is the Zócalo, a teeming, enormous square that has at one end the municipal palace and at the other the National Cathedral. Protesters, hawkers, and tourists all come together in this historic district under a veil of smog produced by the over 20 million people who now live here. All that remains of the lakes is a vast aquifer deep underground. And to supply the expanding population with water, enormous amounts have been pumped out over the years, which has led to a problem.
The center of the city is sinking. If the buildings sink evenly, there's no problem. The problem is when one part sinks more than others.
Javier Cortés Rocha is an architect with the Mexican government. He says you only have to look at Mexico's cathedral to see what has happened here. At one point, one side of the church had sunk almost 8 feet, leaving the building badly lopsided. Mexican engineers have helped shore up the structure. They did such a good job, they've been advising preservationists at the Leaning Tower of Pisa. But the cathedral is not alone. Walk around the capital and you'll see now exposed pipes sticking several feet above the ground, looking like installation art. Cracked walls and warped sidewalks, too. Some neighborhoods have been sinking at a rate of a foot a year.
With 22 million people nowadays and growing and expanding population, we've slowly depleted our aquifers and most of the water we had below us. And since the 70s and 80s, we've been actually bringing water from other states.
Ilan Adler is a professor of water technology in Mexico City. He says despite that measure, people have less and less water here.
In the 1950s in Mexico, we used to have approximately 12,000 liters per person per year. That's like a national average. Nowadays, Mexico as a country has 4,000 liters per person per year. So we as a country have three times less water today than what we had 50 years ago per person.
Another staggering statistic, 40% of Mexico City's water is lost due to bad pipes. And that means millions of people here don't have regular access to water. Olga Hernandez desperately washes her clothes in a poor neighborhood in Mexico City. For the first time in 5 days, water is coming through the pipes, and she's got to take advantage.
We'll hear the water suddenly turn on when we're sleeping. I leave my window open, and I tell my husband the water is on, and we get up and start collecting it.
Her courtyard is littered with buckets, barrels, and basins filled to the brim to hold her family through the days when the water is shut off. Back in Xochimilco, Santos Contreras says that these canals were almost lost 6 years ago because people were draining the water here too. But now, though polluted, these last vestiges of an ancient city are being enjoyed by visitors who come to see an older Mexico City. As he paddles on, a boat filled with musicians who ply their trade along the waterways pulls alongside. They play a tune called The Boatman, written to honor the last canals here and the people who work on them. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.